from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Clint, bro, I love you, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. Stick around a little bit, boy. We like to party when them Astros win, when we're on the clock, if you know what I mean. Between 2 and 6, them Astros, when they win a ball game, we're going to celebrate a little bit. I like to do that.
That's right.
Hopefully, liquor free. I'm not jinxing anybody. Well, you can get you a drink. There's one over there in the bar area. You can get you a little old drink. Probably going to go good with your little cookies you're over there eating. But
it's not cookies.
But little crackers, is that what that is? Little crunchy crackers. Crunchy. Do you consider a graham cracker a cookie? I think it's closer to a cookie than it is a cracker.
Nope. Crackers in the name.
Yeah, it's a cracker.
Just like animal crackers.
Oh, that's what we're going to do.
Yes.
That gets you if the cinnamon ones kind of slide over to that range, but still cracker.
Well, I mean, you can put anything in the form of a cracker and call it a cracker. I mean, when it's all said and done, that sweetness in that. By the way, we should include that in some of the. Some of the food conversations we have. A good graham cracker is very versatile and has a phenomenal taste. Crushing that up at the bottom of a cheesecake is absolutely tremendous
delicacy.
Right. The fire pit nights when you camping nights when you do the s'mores with the graham cracker, absolutely clutch. And it's standalone. I mean, you could enjoy one just. Any given moment, right now, I would absolutely crush it.
I like mine caked up with cinnamon.
You like to put extra cinnamon on it?
No, I mean, I like the ones that get the cinnamon ones. Not if I'm going to eat it plain, not just the ones that...
Do they have plain ones with cinnamon on them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just a very, very underrated cracker or snack, however you want to look at it. Jonathan Alexander, the Houston Chronicle, live from Texans training camp. He'll be with us today at 4:40. Get you some boots on the ground. Some eyes on the action, if you will. We're not there. Jonathan is. Catch up on all the action today, as well as Kay Adams. She'll be on Texans All Access tonight. Well, and I don't know. She is an attractive young lady, and I
know.
She is also a very talented young lady, and she is on tour around all the training camps, and she's apparently at the Texans camp today. Isn't that amazing?
In all seriousness, she's one of my biggest crushes, man. She is an angel. She is beautiful.
She's strong.
I'm going to be visualizing her in my mind's eye the entire time Rock and Roll Meow Vandermeer is with her.
He got me, man.
What did he do?
I swear before God, when that man said, In all honesty, I thought he was going to talk about her professional work.
No, and she is very, very talented.
In all honesty, she is one of my greatest crushes. Like I thought,
angel.
I thought he was. No,
she really is great at what she does.
I think she is one of my idols in the. I thought that's what he was going to say.
She looks damn good. You thought
he was going to be professional.
When he said,
"What were you thinking?"
When he said, "In all honesty," I thought he was going to move away from anything that had to be based upon her looks. Yeah. And how
they can go together, though. I appreciate her work, and her.
I thought you were going to put them together, but you weren't.
Kay's one of them chicks that obviously she's very professional, but we've moved on and we're talking about her attractiveness. She's one of them chicks that, like, however you view her, whatever number you believe you want to put on her beauty, her personality, at least as much as I know, I know her. Hell, I've only seen her on TV and social media. But you can bump that thing two numbers for me.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah.
I mean, her personality is a plus two bump. Tyler, you just can't get away from the boner alert part of this thing, can you?
I mean, you're saying bumps and then you keep talking about Kay Adams. I can't hold back when it comes to Kay.
It's like he's sweating a little bit. Put her on the list.
No, it feels like it warmed up in this producer booth.
There's about three or four.
I mean, your blood started flowing a little bit. I mean, I guess it may have. Nonetheless, you need to stay plugged in. Point is, you need to stay plugged in right here, Sports Radio 610, because we got Jonathan Alexander straight out of Cleveland.
She's comfortable in any look. That's
absolutely.
She can bring out jeans and a t-shirt with the glasses.
Yes,
glam it up.
Whatever.
Feels like you could get a beer with her, man.
The jeans and the wife beater is just a very, very strong look, and she does it in a professional spot every day, damn near. Kay Adams, Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, stay plugged in right here to Sports Radio 610. Ron, we've got a ton of guys. You've ran down the list a couple times today. We've got a ton of guys that are out of camp today, and really the more concerning part of it is you've got guys that have been out, not the ones that have been out for weeks at a time, not the ones Diggs it's just missed a day today. This is the first day, by the way, that Stephon Diggs I think has missed a training camp, but not those. It's the guys that have been 2-3 days while they're working in Cleveland that haven't played. There's a long laundry list, and what I want to do is I want to get to that list here shortly, Ron, of just guys in general that we're not going to be able to see play Friday. We know we got a pretty good suspicion that we're not going to see them play. Which one of those guys are you chomping at the bit that you want to see? But before we get there, there's one guy that we know is not going to play. Could play, but we know is not going to play, and that is Denico Autry. He was going to be a big part of what the Texans do up front. Very versatile player, one of the most versatile players in all of football, all of the NFL. Inside, being able to play inside defensive tackle and outside defensive end, had 11 and a half sacks last year. This is a guy the Texans were leaning into in a big, big way at a spot of need at that interior defensive line position. He got popped for PEDs, is out for the first six games. And Ron, that is a big concern, obviously. But there's one guy at camp that I think has stood out. By the way, is not on the list of guys that has set out of practice. Not on the list of guys that is not going to play.
We should see him Friday.
I expect to see him Friday. One guy that they acquired this year, and I'll be honest, he's a veteran. Had he not been a guy that I played with his pops, I don't know that it would have been much of a conversation. Veteran, I think he's ninth year in the league, I think I heard. But boy, has he stood out in training camp. And he was, to be fair, before the Denico Autry news came out, Mario Edwards Jr. was already jumping on the scene. He was already the one defensive lineman, that interior defensive lineman, that was jumping off the practice field for us, Ron. And if you don't believe us, here's the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, Matt Burke, in what he's seen. And he talks about a couple of guys here, but Mario Edwards Jr. is the surprise, and Mario Edwards Jr. is the one that I think has jumped off the field for most of us out there, more so than the others. But here's Matt Burke, defensive coordinator.
Mario's been a revelation. I think he's just been super explosive. He's probably adapted or taken to the techniques probably better than anyone in the short time that we've had. So sometimes it takes a while for guys to go from, you know, especially a 9-year vet or whatever he is, from a read or different types or like different alignments to really consistently buy in like to an attack technique that we ask him to play. He's probably adapted better than anyone in such a short time. So explosive athlete, yeah. I joke with him like, man, if you were in this front for your whole career, I mean, it's hard to knock a 10-year career. So I'm not saying he hasn't had a great one, but it's fun to see him sort of come to growth in this for sure.
That's promising, Ron. I mean, look, we've seen it, and we don't go back and watch the film of practice, but I mean, we've seen it, and you're like, damn, this dude's jumping off the field. To hear the coach go out there and have such rave reviews of Mario Edwards, that's big time. And it's going to be huge because the first 6 games of this season, you're going to need that.
He's the guy that is going to be most likely to replace the presence of Autry?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I don't know how he's not, Ron, at this point.
I mean, obviously they're going to have a rotation, but you think he kind of slides into.
Well, I mean, we've seen that rotation. When you look at Tim Settle. And you look at Fatakasi, Foley. When you look at those guys, they ain't moving. They're not built like, nor are they moving with the quickness and the violence that Mario Edwards brings to the table. I may be wrong. When it comes Sunday, I could be dead ass wrong. Maybe Tim Settle and Foley are guys that just turn it on when the lights are out there. But right now, there is nobody even remotely close to John. I mean, I'll argue that Davis has flashed in the practices
Khalil
that I've
Davis.
Seen. I'll say Khalil Davis has flashed more than anybody else not named Mario Edwards. I'm talking about interior defensive line now. At a spot of need, a spot of concern.
Because, see, he's the one that I thought maybe the one that kind of slides in.
Khalil Davis. Yeah.
Because he played last year and showed some flashes and has kind of done so in camp. But they are speaking glowingly about Mario Edwards Jr. And about what he's done.
Look, Mario Edwards Jr., did I tell you I played with his pops? 0-1-5, 0-1-5.
And he's jumped. He has jumped. He's jumped off.
We need to get him on, man. What do y'all boys think? We'll try with Mario Edwards Jr.?
I'll take any player.
But look, we'll get a little Mario Edwards Jr. on here.
I'll take a backup quarterback. I'll take Kendrick Green. No. I'll take anybody.
Tiny.
I don't know. What is it like?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.